I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The percentage of children in the U.S. ages 2 to 17 years old who are taking medication for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, is now at about 5%. To talk about ADHD and the potential for the misuse or diversion of these medications is Dr. Kevin Gray. He's a professor and also director of child and adolescent psychiatry in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Gray, tell us about the potential that exists for the misuse or diversion of these ADHD medications.
The good news with ADHD medication is that it can be quite effective and have a very big role to play in treatment for children, adolescents, and even adults with ADHD. The challenge is that some of these medications come with a risk for being misused.
And how are they misused? What's going on currently with teenagers in particular?
There's a couple of things to think about. The first is when we think about sort of in old-fashioned terms about misusing something is doing something like crushing and snorting a medication to get high. That actually is less common the case nowadays as it is of people sharing or misusing the medication for perceived performance enhancement, staying up all night to study for a test or to enhance performance in taking a test.
And how big of a problem is this with teenagers, college students in the U.S.?
Certainly, it seems to peak in adolescence and into the college age in particular.
Can you give us some examples of just sort of real life situations where teenagers or college students might be misusing ADHD medications?
Well, we certainly see in our adolescent patients, both in high school and in college, is if some of their peers find out that they have an ADHD diagnosis and are taking medication, they sometimes come under pressure to share their medication with others.
Are all of these ADHD medications the same type of medications?
There's a variety of medications that are effective for ADHD. The ones most commonly used are the stimulant medications. Among those, the ones with the least likelihood of being misused or diverted are the longer-acting forms, the sort of once-a-day forms, which is what we tend to prescribe more frequently these days.
What role can parents play to be sure that their teenagers are using ADHD medications appropriately if they were, in fact, prescribed these medicines?
One thing that's very important is for parents and teenagers to be aware that the stimulant medications are what are called Schedule II medications, meaning that there actually are very hefty fines and liabilities if you were to misuse or to share your medication with someone else. With that in mind, parents and teenagers should be mindful about keeping medication in a secure place and keeping count of what medication is left and what's available. That may reduce the likelihood that either intentionally or accidentally the medication is misused or shared with someone else.
Is there any research related to people taking these ADHD type of medications when they don't really need it?
What's interesting is people perceive that they'll perform better on tests when they take ADHD medication, even if they don't have ADHD. But recent research suggests that there actually is not a performance enhancement with taking ADHD medications if you don't have ADHD. So it has more to do with your perception of improvement rather than the actual improvement you would get from the medication.
Dr. Gray, thanks for providing this update about the potential for the misuse or diversion of the ADHD medication.
Thank you so much for having me, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.